Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the December 19th, 2022 Taney County Commission Public Hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations zoning maps into evidence Exhibit A, staff report for each case is Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for the cases is Exhibit C. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So you have order number 12-19-2022-01, which is an order that was generated by the Planning Office. And on December the 12th, 2022, the Planning Commission recommended for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, parcel number 08-9.0-30-000-000-008.000. Property is owned by CKW Properties LLC, and it's located at 424 Eagle Rock Road, Branson. Property is currently zoned R1 single family residential. The rezoning request is for NR1 single family nightly rental district. So what generated this request was that on February the 10th, 2020, the Planning Commission approved a Division 3 permit, not a special use, but a Division 3 request by CKW Properties LLC authorizing the development of an RV park, mobile homes, tiny homes for nightly rental, along with a public laundromat to be located at Carson's Court. These parcel numbers included with the ending six numbers of 008.001, which is currently zoned NR1, and then our parcel today, which is 008.000, were both included in permit number 19-058. So if you turn your attention to the screen, here's where, if Brandon can see it.
It's a Christmas tree.
Yep. Yeah. But here's where 248 cuts north and Gretna Road goes straight. The parcel's highlighted, and I can go to Beacon and pull it up, help you see it. There's CKW properties. The blue highlighted one is the 008. So here's our zoning layer. Of course, the C2's green, NR1. The yellow is R1. There's our parcel ID numbers, so the 008.001, and then the 008.000, which is our parcel coming through today. And then I just have a copy of the Division 3 that shows that parcel number included in that approval. Division 3s carry with the land, so that parcel actually has nightly rental availability. We just need to get the correct zoning.
So we just need to clean it up?
Yes, this is a cleanup. That's all I have.
Might need to ask.
Is there a petitioner here?
That's me. The owner was at the planning meeting, and he was told he did not have to come, but if he wanted to come, he could. And I don't see him here, so.
Is there anybody here against?
Anybody, any opposition? See none.
No. I move to approve the order number
19-2022-01
for zoning district amendment as presented.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 470060 through 470107. Warrants 8037 through 8040. Transfers for journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, December 12, 2022, and executive session minutes for December 12, 2022.
On the regular ones, if you look on the first page, I believe right above where it says approved previous minutes, that should say return to the meeting or entered. It won't be. We got left both times.
So you want to change it to returned to?
Yeah. And then just to be more professional, you go over to under court orders. Assuming that's like a nickname.
Where's the not there
under yet. Court orders where it says who's in charge of assessment, and then it says Jim Atchison.
Is the question if you want the formal name or legal name as opposed to what she goes by?
I didn't know that that's what I knew. That's what maybe they called in the office. Is that going to be her name?
I don't know that we have an answer for that. I'm fine with how it is, or we can change it, or we can ask and get clarification as to what she prefers in the record. So how do you guys want to move forward? In the office, she goes by Jen?
In your office. Then phone registers and other things that have the counter, we probably should have it the same, and so people know who it is.
I didn't hear what you said. Do what?
Then, if that is a name that has been chosen to use for her, then I think then we need to be using it throughout in other things of the county.
Is her name not being used as Jen, then?
Jennifer is what I always say the name.
I mean, I could be wrong. I would assume that people would be able to connect the two between Jen and Jennifer. But
it's not a biggie. It just seemed more professional.
Do you want to move forward, or would you like to talk with her first to find out how she would like to be referred to in the...
No. If the consensus is to move forward, I'm...
I'm good with it.
Okay.
So just leave it at Jen?
Yep.
So the only correction is... Commissioner Wyatt returned to the meeting.
I sent that to them for the correction. I just never did see what was ever corrected. It doesn't make sense that you say she left the meeting and then she left it again.
I'm sure it was a simple mistake. That's why we get to go over them and vote on them and change them. Is there any other... Was that just in the first set of minutes, or is that in the other as well?
You say first set of minutes.
The December 12th, the
executive.
There was nothing in the executive, right?
No.
Okay. I didn't see it. Move to approve executive session minutes for December 12th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes with corrections for December 12th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you mind finding out in the future how she'd like? Yeah. Thank you very much.
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Fill dirt agreement.
Devin, is there anything different to this?
Nope.
Typical unlimited?
Yep.
Move to approve fill dirt agreement by and between Walter Riggin and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Contract of employment, Great River Engineering number 22-139, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated December 13, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is Great River Associates doing business as Great River Engineering in Taney County.
Looks like the only difference is the price schedule.
I think that's some definition of name or position changes.
Position changes and amounts.
How much? I haven't thought.
You guys have any other questions?
No.
I don't know.
Move to approve the contract for employment by and between Taney County and Great River Engineering. Great River Associates Incorporated doing business at Great River Engineering.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Notice of renewal. Autopsy and Toxicology Services, number 22-136, Coroner.
Once we got everything straightened out, we've not had any problems, right? Everything's good? And this is the first renewal of, second renewal of three?
It is, and there's no price increase that they've made me aware of, so it should be all the same.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the renewal for autopsy and toxicology services by and between Southwest Missouri Forensics. Is that two?
Two.
LLC doing business as Southwest Missouri Forensics and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. City of Hollister for funding agreement. Request for funding agreement.
Morning.
Good morning.
This is City of Hollister Tertiary Filtration Rehabilitation and Sanitary System Upgrade Project construction phase.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
The City of Hollister is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the above referenced project. And as the presiding commissioner stated, this is a tertiary filtration, rehabilitation, and sanitary sewer system upgrade project. The amount requested through this funding agreement is $4,803,632.40. This amount will cover the cost to provide for the construction phase portion of this project. Items funded through this agreement include the following. Number one, replacement of the existing tertiary filtration process with new technology. This will also include a structure to protect the new equipment from the elements. That amount is $3,444,000. That's based on a bid from McClanahan Construction, one of the local contractors that's been around for years in this area, very well-known construction company. Number two, construction phase engineering services provided by HDR Engineering Incorporated. That's $297,520. Number three, oxidation disc.